Welcome to The Variety Chick with your host, Kay Nicole. So I'm back with a video format because all of y'all said, yay, you should keep doing it. And I'm like, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just upload this on YouTube only and maybe my IG page and maybe clips on TikTok. But when it comes to like the streaming platforms, I'm going to keep it audio only just because I want to be able to include my ads. So yeah. Because there's not a way to include my ads if I just do a video on Spotify. It's a whole thing. It's stupid. But yeah, so if you want to see the video part of this, then you can just go on my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and like and comment and do all the rest of that. It would be really great if you could, because I'm trying to build that on slowly. I will eventually try to upload the rest of the episodes that I've done previously, but no guarantee. But for right now, I'm going to keep it going with the current ones. So yay. All right, so we're going to get into the normal stuff that I always get into. If you get bored of that, you can skip ahead. I don't care. I'm not offended. But if you don't mind listening, then number one, you can donate to the podcast if you so choose to. I have a link down below in the show notes, or I'll have it down in the description box. So you can donate as much as you want or as little as you want. I don't care. I'm not going to break down your door and steal your money. So, yeah. Number two, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram. That's Kay the Writer. K-A-E, the writer, because I'm telling you right now, you will get a lot of extra stuff that you're not going to get on here. So make sure you follow me, run my numbers up. I really want to engage with y'all a little bit more, but I can't really do that if you don't follow me on platforms that I tend to be on. I want to be more on Twitter, but I'm just not really a Twitter chick, but I'll have it linked down below too if you want to follow me, feel free. But I'm usually more active on Instagram if you want to, you know, chit-chat or you want to see what I'm doing with my life. So yay. What's three? Oh, this podcast is streaming on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Stitcher. So if you're listening to me on your platform of choice, then hello. It's really, really nice to meet you. I guess you already know who I am at this point. I introduced myself a few seconds ago. So welcome. I'm so glad you made it, and I hope you stick around. Number four. Yeah, I think we're on four right now. Please, if you are a self-published author, or you know anybody who is a self-published author, please go right ahead and sign up for a free book review. I'm going to do this for a little bit. So if you want a free book review on my blog and you want it on Goodreads and Amazon, then go ahead and, sign up. Now, if you want podcast space, then that's a whole different story. You'll have to email me separately. I will put that down below as well, but other than that, that's really it. As warning you now, there might be some minor language in this episode. So if that bothers you and you don't want to play it around your kids, I would turn it off and come back later. And I think that's all I have to say to you guys. I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's anything else. So I'm just going to say that's enough. If you come for me later and you're like, Kayla, you forgot about this, then thanks, you know. But for right now, we're just going to leave it. But anyways, I'm sure you guys have already saw the title, and I know this is a little bit out of the norm for me, considering I don't really make episodes dedicated to just relationships on its own. But this has been pissing me off, because if you guys already didn't know, your girl is single now. So when I'm single, I try dating apps, and it has not been going great. So this podcast episode is really just going to be about me going through my issues so far with online dating, my pet peeves with online dating, and I'm giving y'all a little bit of advice on what not to do when you decide to online date. Okay? I'm trying to help you guys out. So stick with me if you're really super duper interested in this. Okay? Also, if I look down at any point, it's because I'm looking at my phone. Oh my gosh. So yeah, feel free to read this as well if you want to follow along, or you just, you know, want to read it. I mean, that's totally up to you. But yeah, if I'm looking down at any point, that's just because I'm looking at my phone. I'm reading my script. So it's not because I don't like y'all or whatever. It's just I'm reading my script. So yeah, let's get into it, shall we? So why am I taking a break? It's because everyone sucks. And I know, you're going to be like, Kayla, not everybody sucks. That's such a bold statement. And I'm like, I know it's a bold statement. And I know everyone doesn't suck. But the few people I've met so far, trash. Throw them to the wolves. Just belong to the streets. You know what I mean? And I was thinking that Well, I met my ex-boyfriend on Bumble and it worked out. I dated him for a year and I met him in under a month. So, like, of course I'm going to get lucky the second time. Why wouldn't I? I always thought the little online horror stories were just like, ah, y'all tripping. Y'all just got to keep going. You know, I had hope. I was naive. Until I had to go through the second round and I realized this is legit. And I'm like, wow, you guys really are terrible. Like, I just don't understand. It's ridiculous. But after having nearly three people ghost me already, which is fine, by the way, because I, you know, people ghost each other all the time. And having two very extremely awkward interactions with people I've gone out with so far, I'm starting to realize that this is legit and I'm tired of it. Okay? I am extremely tired of it. I don't know if you can see the pain on my face, but it's there. I'm over it. And of course, people have gone through way worse, like murder. You know, I don't know if you guys remember that one story about the black lady who got murdered by her Bumble date. I mean, it could be 10 times worse than that, but what's been going on recently, it's still bad. It's still annoying. Maybe not as bad as that, but it's definitely annoying in my book. So, especially because I'm the type of person who really wants something genuine. Like, I'm here to build a real connection with you. Like, I'm not trying to fuck around and just be surface level. Like, I want to get to know you. I want to engage with you. Like, I'm interested in that. So, maybe not even always for a relationship, maybe just even as a friendship, but either way, I'm interested in getting to know you. So, it's annoying when people don't reciprocate the same energy, okay? And the thing is, it's like, I'm just trying to kind of put myself out there more because I was having this conversation with my mom a couple days ago. Was it a couple days ago? It was a couple days ago. And I was telling her how the reason why I'm trying to put myself out there more and I'm trying not to be as, like, trying not to be as much of a recluse as I normally am is because, one, I remember when I ended my very first relationship with Johnny. If you guys remember Johnny, the stalker and the toxic ex, I've told several stories already on this podcast, but Johnny, after that breakup, I always was saying, like, I'm never gonna find anybody, blah, blah, blah. I was very, very bitter. Like, I was so bitter and I was so like, love is stupid. I'm never gonna find anybody who is gonna love me like the way, not that he did, but like, I'm never gonna find nobody who's gonna want me and blah, 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 blah. Like, I was going through that whole spiral and the spiel, you know, the usual that everybody goes through, but I don't wanna be bitter just because you didn't wanna be with me or vice versa. You know what I mean? Or I don't want to be bitter because you treated me wrong. Like, that's not necessarily my fault that you did that. That had nothing to do with me. Like, you were just you, and you just did something you shouldn't have done, and I can't keep holding on to that. So, just like when my last boyfriend just broke up with me, I had to come to that acceptance and that understanding that you didn't want to be with me for whatever reason, and it's okay. Like, sometimes you have to let people go. You know, and you have to be okay with them moving on. Some people just aren't meant to stay together. Some people are going to grow apart. That's just what they do. So me learning to accept that kept me from being bitter. And that's the one thing I never want to be again is bitter, because that keeps me from expressing myself and loving people and just being who I am. And I don't want to not do that. So that's why I've been trying to just kind of move forward and just kind of put myself out there and just make new memories and meet new people and have new experiences. Like, I want to do that. I want to build a community here. I want to do things. I want to. I want to look back at my 20s and say, you know, you tried to do stuff. Not you sat in the house and pushed everybody away. Like, I don't want to be that person anymore. I was that person and I don't want to be that person again. So, hence why I'm trying to do better. Okay? And it's not that I'm searching for love. I'm not searching for love. I believe in love. I believe it will come my way when it's supposed to. But I'm not. That's not what I'm searching for now. Like, I'm 21 years old. I'm young. I have my whole life to tie myself down to somebody. I just want to meet you and vibe with you. And if it turns out something great, then awesome. You know, that was awesome. That was divine timing. That's great. But if not, I'm not upset either. Like, I just want to get to know you. That's literally all I want to do. Like, I'm not trying to have all this BS that comes with relationships. I don't want all that. You know, I just want to be here. That's all. You know what I mean? It's that simple. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense, but if anybody understands what I'm saying, then shout out to you. Okay. And the thing is, it's like, I just want people who align with who I am and what I strive for, and I don't need them being jealous or intimidated by me. Because ironically, me and my mom were also having this conversation yesterday, because I was complaining about how I don't understand how people are so, like, weird around me, or they aren't just on the same level or whatever. And my mom was like, it's usually because people probably are intimidated by you. And I'm like, how? I'm a very nice person. I talk to you like I would talk to you, like, to anybody. Okay, I'll talk to you like I've known you for 5 years. You know what I mean? Especially if I feel like there's something to work with. And I just couldn't understand why people were being the way they were. And my mom was like, it's probably because they intimidated and they know they can't do no fake stuff around you, and that you're actually doing something and then they're not. And I was like, maybe that is the case. Maybe they're just jealous of me. Maybe they're just intimidated by me. Maybe they're like, I know I'm not quite where maybe she needs me to be, because she's all this right here and I'm still here, so maybe I'm not gonna be the right person for her. I don't know how it is. Or maybe they just don't like me. I mean, maybe I'm overanalyzing it and maybe I'm being a little narcissistic. I don't know. But either way, I'm not really sure why a lot of guys are the way they are to me, because it's not like I'm a bad girlfriend. It's not like I will treat you messed up. No, I wasn't raised like that. Like, I will love you to the ends of the earth. Trust me. I know 2 out of the 4 will say the complete opposite, but they're lying, okay? They'll say the complete opposite, but that's neither here nor there. But the other two will definitely say, no, you was a good girlfriend. Like, you was cool. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's always me. Maybe sometimes it could be, but I don't know if it's always me. So it's like, I don't understand what's wrong with y'all. I don't get it. Like, my heart been broke so many times, and I'm like, but what did I do to you? I didn't do nothing. I'm just here. You know? I want to be able to give my love to somebody's son, but they don't want it. So it's like, all right, I guess I just have to channel that energy into something else. But that's not even the point here. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is that I'm just trying to find somebody that I could be cool with, and we can be on the same level, and we could both just figure out what we need to do together. Like, we don't gotta be together. Like, we don't gotta be dating or nothing. We could just be cool friends. But if I could have somebody who's like a ride or die, and we could really like build something together, that would be great. Like, I would love that, actually. And then if we get together, that's even better. Yay. But I just want somebody who's just kind of on the same wavelength. You know what I mean? Like, I just need somebody like that. Not somebody who's saying they on the wavelength, but they really ain't on the wavelength. And then they're mad when I'm doing better than them. Like, I don't need that. Or the people who are like, oh, I'm a little intimidated, so let me, like, fall back. Like, nah, bro. Like, I want you to be on the same level. I want to help you grow and you help me grow. I don't want to do all the elevating. I don't want to do all the heavy lifting. So, that's, I don't know. Honestly, the dating pool is absolutely trash. I don't know if it's just Atlanta. I don't know if it's just in general. But it's trash. The pickings are slim here. And it's just, I don't know. So I'm going to get into my examples now. Like, for example, there was this one guy I was talking to a couple weeks ago. And I honestly felt like we hit it off really well. We had a lot of the same interests. We had a lot of the same, like, music tastes. Like, we were just kind of the same, not person, but we definitely had a lot in common. Like, I see you, twin. Like, we on the same level here. We on the same wavelength, just a little bit, right? And I'm thinking, okay, we could at least be friends. We could at least be cool. Even if it turns out more, that's great too. But I'm cool with just being your friend, get to know you, kind of just vibing, right? And he was one of the first people I kind of was actually feeling after my little breakup. And I was like, I'm kind of feeling him. I was actually telling my friends. I was like, yo, look at this man. He fine. I was like, ooh, look at him. Da-da-da-da. And I don't do that unless I really am, like, kind of feeling somebody. Or I'm like, you know, I could think this could work out, right? Or this could be something. Okay. At first, we're texting all the time. It's traditional, like, texting late at night. He sending me good morning texts. It was like the textbook, like, perfect little, oh, this is what I want a relationship type of thing that you see all the time, right? And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, you're a little too perfect. You got way too much in common. There's a lot of things about you that are checking my boxes. There's got to be something wrong with you. I literally told him that. I said, there's got to be something wrong with you. He laughs at me. He's like, nah, you tripping, right? I'm like, there's got to be something wrong with you. I was right. Tried to meet up with him twice. It was an excuse each time. I was like, okay, well, whatever. And he was like, maybe we can meet up another day. And I was like, sure, whenever we're not busy. After this point, the text gets slower and slower. Then eventually, I don't hear from him again. And you're probably thinking, Kay, he's probably busy. He's an adult. He has a life. But I'm like, first off, you're never too busy to check your phone. And two, I ended up seeing him on Instagram and on another dating app, and he was active that day. So that's when I knew, oh, yeah, you just ghosted me. Okay, no hard feelings. I stung a little bit because I was like, dang, I was feeling you. But you know what? You're going to miss out on a really great person, and that's totally fine. Whatever. Do you, bro? Ain't no hard feelings. So that was one thing that was kind of like, dang, that made me go, wow. What did I do? Like, what? Like, I thought she was messing with me, man. Like, what did I do? I don't know. So, I don't know to this day. I don't really feel like asking because clearly, I mean, there was a reason why the universe took you out of my life. So, I'm gonna just let you have it. But I moved past that. And I just kept trying to put myself out there. I'm meeting people in between this, but there was a second guy. Now, the difference with this one, though, is that I actually had known him for like a year prior because I met him through a mutual friend, and we kind of chit-chatted here and there, but we had always been friends, so we were cool. But the crazy thing is, we had been friends this entire time, never met in person. So I had texted him one day about something, right? And at some point, he ended up inviting me to MomoCon, which, if you don't know what MomoCon is, it's like an anime, comic, video game convention that they hold every year in Atlanta. I had never been. I had never even heard of it. But he was like, hey, you know, some of me and my friends are going. Did you want to join with? And I said, sure. I would love to. Like, you know, why not? At first, I was going to say no, because if you don't know me, I'm a very big homebody. And I'm one of those people where I have a very difficult time trying to step out of my comfort zone and do something new because it's like, this is an unfamiliar environment. I don't know where I'm going. Like, it just, I don't know, the entire thought just gives me anxiety and I just say, I'm gonna just stay home. Thanks for inviting me though, or I'll come up with an excuse the day before because I don't want to deal with it. But I was like, you know what, Kayla, you've always wanted to go to a convention because you like that type of stuff, so why not go and see how it is? And two, you don't do anything. Have fun. And three, I actually did want to meet him because he seemed cool. So I was like, okay, bet. So I decided to take a leap of faith and I spent $50 on a ticket and I was down to go to my first convention. Now, the thing is, I should have known this shit was going to go downhill when they were super unorganized about the driving situation because it was like three different plans in the span of 2 days. And I was like, I don't know what y'all doing. Because I originally was going to take an Uber, but then they were like, I'll pick you up. And I was like, cool. Then they were like, we'll ride in one car. I was like, cool. And then it went right back to me having to take an Uber. So I was like, okay, fine. Because the thing is, they had like two other friends that were supposed to go. Those two weren't responding. So they were like, okay, there's two extra seats now. We were going to ride in the car. But then the other friend came through and was like, oh, hey, I'm going to go. So then that docked down to one seat. So it came down to either we take separate cars or you just take an Uber. And there was a lot of parking situations happening, and I guess you have to prepay for parking, but somebody didn't prepay for parking because they couldn't do like a same day reservation or something. So it was just easier to just take an Uber. And I said, okay, fine, I can just take an Uber. And he was like, cool. And he's like, I'll pay for half or pay for the one back and you pay for the one up. And I was like, that's fair. We literally had a whole discussion about this. So that's fine. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have some hope. I'm not going to overthink the situation. And even if I wanted to get out of it, I couldn't because it was $50 and it was a non-refundable ticket. So I was going to go one way or another. There was no doubt about it. But the thing is, this was a big mistake. Okay. So not only do I wake up hella early to take an Uber to Atlanta, middle of Atlanta. It was at the Georgia World Congress Center. So it's like in Atlanta, like deep in Atlanta. Literally, when I first got there, I saw a homeless man stomping his foot aggressively. And I had some weird guy hit on me with rain boots on. Like, he literally had rain boots on, looked crusty as hell, and he was trying to hit on me. And I was like, sir, like, you literally ruined my vibe at the park. Like, I'm just sitting on the bench trying to enjoy Centennial Park. I think that was the name of it. Trying to enjoy Centennial Park, look at the little Ferris wheel, vibe in the sunshine, and you ruining my vibe. I was so upset, I had to leave. I was so uncomfortable, I literally just left and went to go sit in Starbucks. because I was that uncomfortable. But that's not the point here. This isn't the story. But anyways, so I take the Uber up. It takes about 30 minutes. So I text him. I texted this person, like, literally, like, what, at 30 minutes, an hour prior, saying, hey, you guys are still leaving at 8 o'clock, right? He was like, yeah, we're still leaving at 8. I was like, cool. All right, bet. So I set the Uber to come at 8. I get in the car at 8. And I text him, and I said, hey, I'm in the Uber right now. So I should be there around 8:30. Tell me why he texts me. He's like, oh, man, we ain't even leave yet. Mind you, it's like 8:10. And I'm like, what do you mean you didn't leave? Are you about to leave? Or is that you haven't left at all? Like, maybe you're out the door about to leave. I don't know. So he's like, just chill at a restaurant. I said I was going to do that anyway. Oh, sorry. If you heard that was my dog sneezing, by the way. I'm so sorry for her. Anyways. So I was like, okay. So that's where I ended up going to the Starbucks. And then I had the little in-betweens with the homeless man and the other rainbow guy who was hitting on me. So, yeah. So I'm chilling in the Starbucks. 10 minutes pass. I don't hear nothing. 20 minutes pass. I don't hear nothing. I'm on the phone with my mom. She's like, where are they? I said, they're late. And she's like, what are you talking about? It's almost 9 o'clock. I said, exactly. They were like at least 30 minutes late. So I was like, okay. Let me just remind y'all, I am a 5'2 black female in the middle of a city that is known for sex trafficking and God knows what else. So the fact that I'm by myself in that city, I have no idea where I'm at, is ridiculous. So there's no reason why they should have been late like that. Like, that was kind of sketchy. Like, I could have died. I could have got kidnapped. Anything could have happened. I'm by myself. Like, nobody's with me. It's just me. So, anything could happen. But okay, that's fine. They get there. I get the call. I end up meeting up with them. And guess what? When I get in the car, guess what? There's an empty seat. Remember how they said that friend was supposed to show up and there wasn't going to be an extra seat? Well, why was there an extra seat when I walked in? I didn't say anything at first. I was just quiet in the back on my phone as they zoom around the city for 20 minutes trying to find parking. That was a whole situation on its own, but it is what it is. That's not even the icing on top here. Guess what I find out after we get out the car, find parking, we're all situated. Apparently the friend had canceled at the last minute and people forgot to conveniently tell me. Because I'm sure you would have known before 7:30. Because if y'all were supposed to leave at 8, y'all would definitely would have known if that boy didn't show up. And even if you didn't, at least say, hey, my bad, bro. I can at least give you the money back or something. Like, what? It didn't make any sense. But I was like, you know what, whatever. I just met them. I'm not going to be a bitch. And I wasn't tripping that much about it, so it is what it was. So, it's fine. I'm out $30, but it's fine. And, hey, you know what? Let's look on the bright side. I get to finally meet the person that I've been talking to for about a year and see how he is in person. And, you know, I was like, won't be a huge bust then if, you know, we get along and hit it off. It won't be a huge bust. And side note, he also was like, yeah, I've been super interested in you. And, you know, I really want to get to know you and blah, blah, blah. He was on that shit. And I was like, okay, cool. Okay, I'm willing to get to know you too. Right? I was a little awkward and shy because I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. I'm in a very unfamiliar environment and I don't know any of your friends. So I'm like, I'm a little reserved. And plus it was a lot of dudes. So I was even more like, you know, like it's not on purpose. I wasn't trying to be mean. And I'm generally a nice person. But when you're around a bunch of dudes and you're a girl in the middle of Atlanta, you've never been to wherever you're at. And you've never met these people before. You can understand why I'm a little apprehensive, right? Okay. So I'm like, maybe he'll be a little more like, try to talk to me more. Maybe try to bring it out of me more. Maybe try to break the ice a little bit. You know what I mean? But considering the story made it onto my blog and onto my podcast, you can see this was a bust. Okay. Not only was he the complete opposite, because we barely spoke, if that. We had a few conversations. I tried to at least wrote my personality out of my soul just a little bit, you know, so it didn't look like I wasn't interested in being around. I'm just a little nervous. It was awkward. It was just silent most of the time. It was just kind of weird. I was kind of like, I don't know what to do with this. Like, Not at all. Even when I tried to be kind of like, okay, like, oh, look at this, oh, look at that. He wasn't giving, right? It wasn't giving the energy I needed in order to really feel comfortable enough to be myself. You know what I mean? So it was the complete opposite of what I expected. And then even worse, even worse, I still had to pay for the Uber to head back. Mind you, he had offered to pay for the one going back. I still had to pay for the Uber. That was $60. $60 I'm out now. Because I would have rode back with them, but they were taking too long and I was tired and I needed to go home. Okay, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to go home. I was tired. I was over it. Right? But the least you could do is pay for the Uber back. But he didn't even pay for the Uber back. Nope. Didn't even offer to cash up any money or nothing. Nothing. Right? Okay, so that's bad enough. But then even worse, I'm walking through Atlanta alone for an hour. Because the thing is, where the Georgia World Congress Center is, it's, I don't know. First off, I couldn't even tell if people could get in because I know they had the roads closed because of the people walking across the street. I don't know if the cars could get in or even if they were allowed to get in. So I was a little nervous to set the Uber there and then they couldn't find me and whatever. So I was like, you know what? Let me just try to find like the nearest restaurant or something. Make it easy on them, right? And then another thing is like the building numbers were different or something. It was pulling up different things and I didn't know where I was at. And I was like, I don't have the time to figure this out. Okay. So I decide, let me just walk and see if there's a restaurant nearby. I walk for a few minutes. I find a gas station. I said, okay, that's fine too. So I go to the gas station. I get a drink. I order the Uber. I'm chilling, right? For like 20 minutes. A little nervous because it's in like a real busy area, real hood looking area. And I'm like, I hope I don't get snatched. That's all I'm thinking is I hope I don't get snatched. And I'm next to this crackhead white lady. And I'm like, oh, Lord. She asking people for a dollar. I'm like, man, please don't come next to me. Okay, I don't got money. I mean, I got money, but I don't got money to spare. And I'm really not trying to die. I'm just trying to go home. Okay, I'm trying to go home. Mind you, once again, I'm by myself. They didn't offer to walk me anywhere or out the building, at least nothing. I had to spend 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get out the building because it was like a maze. Okay, and then another 10 minutes trying to find the gas station, and then I spent like 20 minutes waiting for the Uber, and then the Uber freaking stole my money. Okay, so the Uber scammed me because I ordered the Uber. I already knew this was gonna be sketchy because he kept making 1,000 wrong turns, and I'm like, boy, are you dumb? Don't you see where it's at, right? Okay, it's deep in my soul, in my intuition. Women got strong intuition. I knew this Uber ain't gonna show up easy. He gonna flake on me, ain't he? He did. Okay, I literally saw his car about to turn into the gas station, and then he turned around and disappeared. And then Uber's like, girl, you only got 4 minutes to go find this dude. I'm like, he's gone. The Uber is gone. He stole my money. So I was like, you know what? I canceled the ride. And then I was like, I don't want to risk it again in case maybe it really was, oh, you couldn't find me. I don't want to risk it. That's too much money to be spending. So I just canceled the ride. And then I walk another 20 minutes to go find a restaurant. And then I luckily get this really nice white lady. Super sweet girl. And the story ends from there. But it's the fact that I had to walk by myself. You didn't pay for the Uber. And then to add the cherry on top, you didn't even text me to see, hey, did you make it home safe? Who raised you? Like, that's all I was thinking. I remember coming home, I was pissed. And I looked at my mama and I said, who raised him? Who raised you? That doesn't, like, that's just, like, textbook what you don't do. I don't care if we're not dating or not. At least as a friend, you know I'm a girl. You know how things are in the world. You just don't do that. So I was very irate, and I'm like, I'm never speaking to you again. As of right now, it's been 2 days since then. We ain't spoke to each other ever since. So I think this is going to be what it is. Sorry, that was my text message, if you heard that. My bad. It was Fashion Nova. But I don't know how that's going to go going forward. Like, I don't plan on being his friend again or even really texting him again. Yeah, I'm going to leave that there. So, yeah. Just telling you right now to all the guys out there, if you are going out with a girl or you're friends with a girl and you're going somewhere where it's crowded or it's kind of low-key dangerous, don't ever, and I mean ever, let her walk by herself, ever. I don't care if it's broad daylight. You don't ever let somebody walk by themselves because they could get snatched. You always walk her to her car. You always walk her outside the building. Or at least, even in the barest minimum, you at least wait with her until she gets in her Uber or her car. Okay? That's all you gotta do. That's not hard. That's just what you're supposed to do. That's what gentlemen are supposed to do. So, don't ever do that. And if you offer to pay for an Uber, pay for the Uber. I don't care if you don't got the money. If you offer to pay for the Uber, pay for the Uber. It's rude. Or at least just say, I'll cash up you the money. Something. But if you don't got the money or you never even really wanted to pay for it, don't offer that. That's rude. Extremely rude. Okay? That's for all my boys out there. Don't do that. Like, don't. Nah. It's not cute and it's not funny. Like, especially if somebody takes the time to actually hang out with you and wants to hang out with you and spent their hard-earned money to try to do something with you because you invited them or whatever, don't be a jerk. Just don't. It's not cool. It's really not. So, yeah. That was my Saturday afternoon. I regret going just a little bit. I don't regret the convention because the convention was really cool. Like, you should have all seen the cosplays. Like, there were so many cool cosplays. I would go again, but I would go with the right people. Like, I would go with my group of friends up in Kennesaw because they would have loved it. I don't know if they would have liked to pay for the tickets or whatever, but they would have loved it. So I would go with them next year for sure. Hands down. Like, hands down would go with them. Because it wasn't a bad event. It's just I think it was the people I was with that made it kind of like whatever. So that was really the problem. It's not that they were mean. It's just I'm not a part of your friend group. So it felt a little awkward. So that's all. See, the other people I met are really minor in this scenario. None of them really, they were kind of like minor blips. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about them. They either just ghosted me or we went out and it was hella awkward. And I was just kind of like, I don't know if you're feeling me. I don't know if I'm feeling you right now. And we just didn't talk again. And that's fine. Stuff doesn't work out. It's totally cool. But I don't know. Those two in particular just put such a sour taste in my mouth that I'm just like, I think I'm going to take a break from this. Right? And it's just people aren't who I thought they were. And they just keep playing games. And I don't have time for that. Like, I don't have time for the games. And I don't have time for the lack of respect. Like, if you can't respect me and my time and you want to play games and you don't want to be serious with me, then I don't want to be cool with you. Like, I have this energy with for friends or for boyfriends or potential boyfriends. Like, I need y'all to be serious about, you know, talking to me or getting to know me. Like, I need you to be serious. Like, the energy I would reciprocate for you, I want you to reciprocate back, because there's no reason why I'm caring about you more than you're caring about me. Like, nah. We need to be caring about each other equally. Like, it shouldn't be a one-way street with that. I don't care who it is. So I don't have time for that. And I'm just at a different point in my life where I need people who can elevate me or at least be on the same level as me. And if you can't do that, or if you can't give me the same energy I give you, then we don't need to be cool. We don't need to be friends. We don't need to be potential lovers. We don't need to be anything. It's just ridiculous at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand how these boys are the way they are, girls included. This is not gender specific. I'm just saying boys because I deal with boys most of the time. I don't deal with women as much. But I've had the same problems with girls too. On the BFF side of Bumble, I've had the same problem. So girls be halfway or they start talking to you and then stop talking to you. And it's just not cool. Like, it goes both ways for me. So don't get it twisted. But since I predominantly deal with guys, that's why I'm saying he most of the time. So it's not I'm bashing dudes. No, I'm not bashing y'all dudes, because I'm sure there are plenty of really great guys out there. I just haven't met y'all yet. But from the ones I've met, it's not looking good. So I'm a little over it at this point. And so at this point, I'm just kind of like, the right people are going to come along when they're supposed to come along. And cool. But I should just focus on the people that actually do care. You know, I have plenty of people who actually do care or try to do better with me. So I'm just going to kind of focus on them for the most part. And if somebody comes my way and they're like super cool, okay, I'll be nice to you. I'm not going to be mean. But I'm not going to seek people out as much anymore, because I'm just kind of like, y'all are doing the most. So I'm just going to take a break for a while. I'm kind of over it. Same, basically, for BFF side and for dating. Like, I just taking a break from all of it, because all of y'all just, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Is it our generation, maybe? I don't know at this point. Like, I'm not sure if it's just our generation or if it's really, like, y'all just weren't raised right. I just don't understand. Because the way I was raised, I was not raised like that. At all. So it baffles me when I see people do complete opposite or they're just rude. I just don't get it. Or I hate when people, oh my gosh. I hate when people act like they're interested in me, but then they're really not and they're using me for something. I also had this situation recently. I'm not going to get into it on this, but I had a situation recently where I had somebody who was like acting like they were interested or at least were trying to talk to me or get to know me or at least trying to be my friend. But really deep down, they were probably trying to use me for something that they wanted. And I was like, so you already had an ulterior motive. Why are you wasting my time? I'm actually trying to be your friend. Like, I'm so tired of people. I don't understand people. I just don't understand. It's disheartening. It's really disheartening for somebody with such a big heart, because I have a very big heart. I'm very loyal. I'm very open to people. I try to be as nice as I can to anybody. And it just breaks my heart that people can't reciprocate that energy back with me. Like, they always got to be a certain way with me. And I'm like, I didn't even do anything to you. Like, I'm a great person. Okay, I'm a great person, and I don't deserve to have people who don't want to be around me and be around me in as authentically as they can. Like, if you can't be your authentic self, we don't need to be cool. So, you know, I'm gonna come to you bare as hell. Like, what you see is what you get. I'm never gonna be anything different than that. So why people do the same with me and try to put on airs, I don't know. Like, stop. That putting on airs doesn't impress me, like, at all. Be yourself. I'm trying to get to know you. So don't do that. Be yourself. Be cool. I'm going to do the same for you. So I would just expect the same respect, you know? Get what I mean? I don't know. So that's that. But we're going to get into the next section. Y'all need some help. Please. These are going to just go through all my pet peeves with online dating, because I just had to share these because it's infuriating me and my soul. This actually is part of the reason why I even did the episode. Because I was on Hinge today, and I put it back in my app library, but I had to check because I was checking someone's message. But I go on Hinge, and there was just little things that people were doing. I'm going to get into what those things are, but there was little things people were doing, and it was pissing me off because I was like, why? And I was just like, why is online dating so trash? And then I was like, wait a minute, that would be a great episode. And then I see 1111, and that was the universe telling me I need to do it. So I was like, cool. We're going to do it right now. And this is why this is today's episode versus everything else I had planned. Because I think I had I'm sorry if I keep scratching my nose. It's just because it itches right now. I don't know why. It's so random. Anyways, but the original episode I had planned was like 10 books I hated and why or something. I think was the episode I was going to have. But then I was like, nah, let me switch and let me do this episode. Because this seems like it's going to be fun. So I did this one and I don't regret it. But anyways, I'm sick and tired of seeing all the things that I'm about to list, so please stop. And if you are online dating, please take some notes. I'm trying to help y'all out, for real. Like, I don't want y'all to not meet people because your profile sucks. Okay, I'm no dating expert. Trust me, I'm no dating expert. We've seen my history, okay? I am no expert. But there's just certain things I'd be seeing. And I know how I operate, and I'm sure that there's other people who are just like how I am, so I'm trying to spare y'all and help you guys out. So number one, and sorry mom, I'm gonna have to cuss on this one. Fill out the fucking bio, please! Like, for the love of God, please fill out your bio. This is like my biggest pet peeve with online dating. Bumble, Hinge, don't matter. It is my biggest pet peeve, because why are you on a dating app if you're not gonna fill out the bio? The whole point of a dating app is to get to know you. So how am I supposed to get to know you if you don't fill out the bio? Like, it just, I don't understand. It drives me up the wall. Because it's like, I'm not there because you're attractive. I might stop if you're attractive. I might. Yeah, I might actually pause and be like, okay, he cute. But I'm actually going to read your profile. So what you put on there matters. I'm going to read it. So what's going to make me stay is if I get an idea of who you are. I need to know what your personality is like. I want to know what you're into. I want to know what you like. You know what I mean? You don't got to list everything about you, but I want to know something about you. I want to know some things. I need something to work with. I have to get a determination on if we would be a good fit or not, or if we would be really good friends. So I need that. And I know some people probably don't care, but I think those are the type of people who want something casual and not something genuine, and I'm usually looking for something genuine, so I need to know something about you. And I'm the type of person who wants something real, like I said earlier, so I need to know who I'm letting in my space, and I can't do that if you don't fill out the bio. So if you are one of those people, stop that. Fill out the bio. Just put something. But try to put a little bit of your personality in there. I need to know who you are. Because I swear to God, like, there's been quite a few people that I've swiped left on because they didn't fill out their bio. Like, I don't care how cute you are, I literally will swipe left. Very quickly. No hesitation. I don't feel bad about it either. I don't. I would do it all over again. So, yeah. Oh, and even worse, like, I hate the people who just put their Snapchat or their IG in there. And that's it. Because, like, on my profile, I actually have something about me. And then I said, feel free to follow me on my Instagram. That's fine. Or if you say, hey, here's something about me, I'm usually more responsible on IG or Snapchat, follow me here, that's fine too. But like, just putting your IG or your Snapchat, that's stupid. I never understood that. I'm not going to do that. I want to know more about you first. I know you can only fit so much, but just try to fit what you can, and then I might match with you or I might hit you up if I really like you. Doesn't make sense to me. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe people overthink the whole process of, like, putting their bio on. Maybe they're like, I don't know what to write. I don't know how to talk about myself. But just be yourself. Like, just put something. Please. Because leaving it blank with just photos is not enough for me. So, or at least just for me. Again, I'm going to warn y'all now. This is my own personal thing. My own personal opinions. So, if you don't agree with it, that's totally fine. Maybe you don't care, but I do. So, I'm just saying, like, sure, there are other people who probably care just as much. So try to just, you know, put yourself out there a little bit more. All right. Number two, liking a photo, but nothing else. Now, this is the problem on Hinge in particular. Bumble, you can't do that. You just swipe left or right. It's kind of basic. But on Hinge, what you can do is that you actually can like somebody's photo and like comment on it. Or you just like their photo, like kind of like Instagram, but like not. So the thing is, I actually had this happen today, which is why I decided to do this episode. So what I hate is when people will just like my photo or will just put emojis and that's it. Like nothing else. Or they'll take a response and just like the response. You don't have anything to say to that? Just sends me into orbit. I get upset. You want to know why? Because I don't know. It might just be me. I might just be tripping. I might just be overthinking it. But for me, if you just like an answer I put, but you don't say anything else, I don't know how to continue that conversation. Like, I'm not going to continue because there's nothing to go off of. And that's right up there for me with one-word texters as well. Like, because what am I supposed to do with a hey or a what are you doing? What am I supposed to do with that? What do I do? What do I do with this? So you liking my response, I don't know what to do with that. That just shows you weren't creative enough to even come up with something to ask me. So it baffles me every time. And then when it comes to photos, I don't want just a like, bro. Like, I want you to say, oh, she's attractive, sure. Because, I mean, everybody's going to look at, are you attractive or not at the gate? Let's just be honest. That's just human nature. But it just makes me feel one of two ways because it's like, I feel like you only like me because I'm attractive and nothing else. And two, you probably didn't even take the time to actually read my profile. You probably were just looking through the photos and were like, oh, that's cute. Or you looked at the first photo and were like, oh, that's cute, but she didn't read the rest of it. You didn't even try to read the rest of it, because if you at least tried to read the rest of it, you would have commented on something in particular. And even if you don't know what to say, but you really want to like the photo, just say, hey, you look nice. Or hey, where was that from? Or something, something, something. You could come up with something. Or even just say, you know, I really like this photo. How are you doing? I would love to get to know you more. Something. Spit some game. Be creative. Like, oh my God. Like, how can I spit more game? And I don't even like to flirt with people like that. Like, I spit more game. That's ridiculous. Y'all are like, what is wrong? Oh my God. It's not that hard. I mean, it's hard, but it's like, come on. Try, please. Because I could tell the people who really want to try and the people who are just kind of here to do what they need to do, okay? And it's just like, why am I going to waste my time with someone who isn't taking the time to show me that they're interested? You know what I mean? And I want you to know me, and I want you to be interested in me beyond all the makeup and the clothes. Because, yeah, okay, I put my best foot forward when I do a dating app or do the little profile and whatever, but that's only, like, a part of me. I want you to know every part of me, and I want you to be okay with every part of me. I don't want you to have a false sense of who I am just based off that. Because everything is, everybody puts their best foot forward on a dating app. Sorry, for the most part. So I don't want that to just be your only impression of me. I want you to get to know me. Like, really get to know me. You know what I mean? So that's just my thing. So keep that in mind if you're online dating. Try to find something that you can say to them. And if you don't know how to start the conversation, then try to find some sort of icebreaker or just ask about their day. At least I'm okay with that. Like, I know some girls probably aren't, or some guys probably aren't like that, but I'm okay with you just at least asking how my day was. That's fine. I'll accept it. At least you tried. That's my thing. At least you tried. So I'm all right with it. But one word answers and likes are not the mood. Not the move. One word likes and answers aren't the move. Okay. That's right up there with hey for me, but I'm going to get into it in a second. Actually, no, I lied. I'm getting to it now. I forgot it was right below this. But I had this happen a couple days ago because some dude, I don't know who it was, he DMs me on Instagram. You want to know the first thing he says? Just hey. Nothing else. No emoji. No follow-up. Just hey. What am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with that? It's an immediate swipe left. It's an immediate block and delete. I'm not even going to waste my energy with you. Like, what? It doesn't make sense. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I don't know. Maybe it's just because our generation doesn't know how to communicate as well, but Jesus Christ. It's so frustrating. Okay. Because I'm the type of person who will write you a book. I really am. So it's frustrating when people aren't reciprocating. I don't know what number I'm on, but the next one is being immature as hell. This one irks my soul. And if you've online dated, I'm sure you've heard some of these phrases. And I'm about to list like three of them. One of them. Oh, this is my height since that matters. Can't stand that. Immediate swipe left. Don't swipe right if you look like XYZ. It's okay to have preferences. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but why are you listing that in your bio? You know what's even easier? You swiping left on the people you don't like. That's the whole point of a dating app. So why you have to list it in your bio, I don't know, but you look like a jerk. Stop. It's okay to have preferences. I'm not saying you can't, but I've come across at least like two or three people within the last like week or two who had that in their profile. I'm like, why would you put that in there? Now I don't even want to get to know you or talk to you because you sound rude. Like, no. What? Or these insert gender. Any gender you want. These males or females. Only want one thing. I hate that too. I can't stand. And there's probably plenty more, but I can't think of them right now. Those are just the few that came off the top of my head. But if you have any of these in your profile, please delete them. Because the thing is, you look immature as hell. And it makes you look like an asshole. And it's not funny and it's not cute. Like, you just look like you're 12. Just stop. You're too old for that. Like, At least on the settings I have, I think it's like 18 to 20, whatever the heck. But whatever. Anyways, you're too old for that. You're too old to be playing games and doing stupid stuff like that. It's ridiculous. You're doing the most. So just delete it off your profile, okay? Maybe some people don't care about that, but I do. And I feel like the mass majority do. So just save yourself the pain and just take it off. It's not cool at all. All right, so last one. Let's work on those photos, please. Okay? I know some people don't take good photos, and that's totally cool, but I should be able to see your face. There was this one guy I swiped on, left on. Like, I could not see his face in any of the photos until maybe the end, and it still was kind of hard to see. And I was like, I don't even know what you look like. So now I'm gonna, you know? Or I don't like the people who thirst trap either. Like, it's cool to have a shirtless pic or two, but why is your whole feed just shirtless pics? It's getting thirsty and I don't like that. So I can't count the amount of people I've had that happen, and it's just like, okay, your abs are cool, they're cute, they're washboard, okay, you go to the gym, I'm proud of you, but who are you? I want to know you. I don't care about that could change at any time, any place, any day, but I want to know who you are because I'm curious about your personality, okay? And like I said, I don't think having them on there is a bad thing. It's kind of nice to look at. But in moderation, okay? I think there should be a healthy balance between your pictures and your actual, like, personality. So, use it at your own discretion. But yeah, what are my final thoughts on this? Online dating is annoying, and it's trash sometimes. But I think you can get lucky. Don't get it twisted. Just because I'm saying this doesn't mean I don't think you can't get lucky on online dating. I think you could be very lucky on online dating. I was kind of lucky the first time I went on, so I'm not saying it's not possible. And I've heard plenty of success stories where that happened. But I feel like you have to sift through so much trash in order to find treasure, and that sometimes it's not even worth it. Like, trying to go through all of that and deal with all that heartbreak, sometimes it's not worth it. It's not even worth the pain. So, yeah. And then, even on those apps and even on social media itself, which I was talking about last week, people only are going to show you what they want to show you, and it's all a vanity scheme. So it's like, you're lucky if you find somebody who's genuine out the gate and stays that way. And the person you see on that app is pretty much the same person that, you know, exists. So I don't know. I'm just tired of dealing with the BS, and I'm just going to take a break for a little bit and just kind of do what I need to do and worry about classes starting up and find a new job and, you know, doing what I need to do, doing this podcast. Like, that's what I'm worried about right now. So yeah, that is the end of the episode. If you stuck around to the end, thank you for listening to me vent. I needed that a lot. And feel free to either DM me your horror stories or success stories on Instagram, or comment down below. I don't know if you can comment on whatever the apps are. Feel free to comment, or you can comment down below in the comment section on YouTube. If you're watching me on there, please comment. I would love to hear them. Hopefully more success stories, because I need a little bit of brightness in my day. But, you know, I want to know. I'm curious. I don't want to feel like I'm alone in this. Okay. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys learned a little bit of something. Hope you don't take anything negative from this. Like, don't be scared to online date. I mean, it's not the best, but I mean, if you feel the need to try it out, but just be prepared for what could happen. You know what I mean? I want this to be more of like a disclaimer, not a, oh, I should never do it. No. I just want it to be a disclaimer. This is what could happen. Okay. You could either get really lucky or get the short end of the stick. Never fails. So yeah. Anyways, that's about it. I will see y'all next week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay gorgeous. Bye.